Press here. Here it's on.
So, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I would like to start our session. It's a pleasure Please have a seat. We should to start. So, good morning. It's a pleasure, a share to welcome you all here at the first plenary session of this year's Mine Action Week. Dealing with mine action and the environment and guided by the sub-theme solution, commitment, and action. This plenary will explore the environmental impact of the use of explosive ordnance on people, infrastructure, and the environment. Our plenary list today will impact both the positive effect of mine action in mitigation, the environmental damage of explosive ordnance, as well as ongoing effort to minimize the potential damage of mine action to the environment in line with IMAS standards. Moreover, given the backdrop of extreme weather condition and changing climate patterns, the growing link between environmental factor and cycle of peace and security will underpin our discussion. Now, please allow me to deliver some remark in my country or my national capacity. As mine action contributes to socio-economic development, last year, the Lebanon Mine Action Center, with support from UNDP, developed the socio-economic benefit of mine action in Lebanon. And since we do not believe that benefit come only from agriculture and land exploitation. For real estate, for example, we include the intrinsic value of forest for their environment and recreation benefit, totaling about 9% of total benefits. While some consider that the existence of mine will protect forests from human exploitation in this day and age of climate change, our forests need management and fire prevention. Accordingly, last year, wild forest fire ravaged the country from north to south. The existence of mine in some of the area posed a severe threat to firefighter. ELMAC collaborated closely with the disaster risk management in the Council of Ministers to provide accurate map enabling firefighters to do their job without risking their lives. We shall not forget also the risk of mine coming from explosion of ERW and the contamination that is caused to air and soil. In addition, ELMAC always required implementing agency to respect the environment and wildlife. For example, during clearance operation in Lebanon, is not allowed to cut the trees. As such, to protection the environment in the mine action sector should entail proper policy, planning, coordination, and dissemination of information is essential. Thank you. Now, It's now my pleasure to introduce my first distinguished panelist today, is Ian Overton. Was an award-winning journalist over 20 years with BBC and ITN, reporting from over 2,000 conflict zones. Today, he is executive director of Mine Action and Armed Violence. He is also the author of two books and sit on various board and committee, including an advisory committee to the UK All-Party Parliamentary Group on Explosive Weapons. Mr. Overton, I give you the floor.